content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Want to go higher, baby? You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Lexi and Avi in studio with me. Even Marie is here today. I have Autumn Connolly and Dr. Mike McFarlane in studio with me as well. Hey, everyone. Did you survive the Thanksgiving holiday?
I did.
Barely.
I did.
Barely? There you go. We had the wrong mic. So why do you say barely, Lexi? What happened?
There's just family. Family is hard during the holidays.
Yeah.
For my family.
Yeah.
Sadly.
We had no family. I don't hang out with my family that bothers me anymore. So, took care of that. I mean, it's just they live so far away. They live in New York, upstate New York. I love them. We just have very different opinions about things, but you know what? We got to live and let live, right? And
absolutely.
And, you know, and just accept one another for who we are. And anytime you push anything, you cannot force anything. It never works.
We're not going to change our family.
No, we're not. And I love my family. I have such fond memories. But the family that I hung out with was my niece, my oldest brother, who's passed away, my brother Joseph. It's his firstborn daughter, who's not the big, you know, age gap between us. And our kids are very close in age, like her oldest and my youngest are only like 2 years apart. So they have a new home that they built on a wildlife refuge. Autumn, you would have loved it.
Cool.
Okay, so they have Clara the pig that like lives in the house. And, you know, I forget how many dogs they have. I think they have like 13. Down from like 26 from a couple of years ago, because she rescues like I do too. And out in the country, they dump a lot of animals. She's in Hempstead on a wildlife refuge that they built their home on. It's got a huge lake. There's baby ducks, mama ducks. She's got 5 horses that she rescued from the SPCA. And just, you know, just wonderful, wonderful ness. It's wonderfulness. Is that a word?
Wonderfulness.
It is now.
Why not?
But yeah, so we had a really great time. And I made homemade gluten-free rolls for the first time.
Mm.
I had to throw out, well, first I made regular ones the night before. We got up at 6 a.m. and drove literally over the river and through the woods to Chantel's house or refuge. But I made the regular rolls the night before. And then when I got to her house, I went to make the gluten-free rolls with my family recipe that we've had for years. And so I had failure. And even though I measured my flour, they say cup for cup, which is a brand, by the way, but it wasn't the cup for cup brand. It was just a gluten-free flour that she got at Costco. I don't remember the brand. Yes, I do. It was Namaste is the name of the brand. Uh-huh. Are you familiar with that?
Yes.
Okay. But is it cup for cup or did I just screw up?
I think that rhymes. It is cup for cup, but in my opinion, their brand, I do like their brand, but I find their cup for cup flour to be a little gummy.
It was gummy.
Uh-huh.
It was gummy. And here's what I think. You know, it's kind of like when you sift a flour, first of all, it makes it, maybe it should have been sifted to make it fluffier, put some air in it. And then what do you call that when you, with brown sugar, I haven't thought of the word in a very long time, when you compact it.
Pack it.
You know what? Like, you know when you do like sugar cookies, but like chocolate chip cookies, it'll say firmly packed. Yeah. You know, brown sugar. What I think happened is I firmly packed the flour, and so I should have just let it be fluffy in the cup measurer.
Yeah,
and so it gave me more. Anyway, I had to throw them out.
I had to throw
it out and start over. But I did have success at the end of the day. But I have to tell you guys, you know, KitchenAid is a brand, and I'm not getting paid for this. They're going to hate me, actually, when they hear what I have to say. I've got a KitchenAid mixer. I love it, but I have an old school one, and my mother had one years ago. I don't even know where that one is. Maybe one of my sisters have it. KitchenAid has been a great brand for many, many years, but the new KitchenAid mixer?
Not as good.
Oh, my God. Don't buy it. I'm just going to tell you, do not buy it. It is made cheap. I was like bitching about it the whole time that I was cooking the rolls because the little paddle and the whips and everything are a much cheaper metal.
Really?
Or at least they appear
to
be.
That's disappointing.
Yep. It is disappointing. And then, like, the gear house, it was like, what? This isn't a KitchenAid. I'm like, this is a junk aid. I'm serious. Try to find an older one, or maybe if they hear this, they'll reconsider building it the way they used to. Mine that I have right now is, I think, about 8 years old. I think I got it at Sam's Club like 8-10 years ago, something like that.
Have the prices come down on it?
I don't know.
Well,
I don't know.
I was looking at those last week, and I noticed that there's several different models now. You know, mm-hmm. So they have the artisan model, then they have that more professional model that's bigger, mm-hmm. and then they have something that's kind of in between.
Yeah.
And maybe
well, maybe
there's
they're
one
still
that's...
making the good one, but this one for the masses, it's not even worth the money. Just save your money, get the really good one, go for the professional model or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I was so disappointed; I could barely even work with it because I'm so used to the heavy steel. Like mm-hmm. just, you know, you turn it on and you feel like you're running a machine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I felt like grandma's is good.
Yeah, right. So the one that she, but I don't know where she got it. I think she got it, or he got it. I think her husband bought a new one for her and gave the old one away. I'm like, you need to get it back. You need to, they gave it to an employee. I said, get it back. Tell him it's got fond memories. You want it back and, you know, buy him another one or whatever. But I was so disappointed. And it really, you know, and I think...
Well, because you count on that mixer. You know, that mixer has its official job in the holidays.
Yeah, even the pat, like I said, all the utensils, like the whips and the paddles, mm-hmm. and even the you know, the mixing bowl itself just was real chintzy. It was just, they've cheapened it somehow. And I don't, like you said, maybe there's three different tiers now, mm-hmm. And here we are talking about mixers. But a good mixer is so important.
Absolutely.
You know, I have never had one.
Oh, my
You've
gosh.
You've never had a KitchenAid?
I've never had any mixer, except for, like, a hand mixer.
Are you serious?
Yeah. It changes your life. If you like to bake, it changes your life.
I do. I love my. Mm-hmm. I love having my good mixer, a KitchenAid. And, of course, Hobart is a commercial brand. And, of course, being in the pizza business, I mixed many of batches of pizza dough in my life. And so, yeah, you got to have a good mixer.
Yeah, I know.
It just opens the possibilities. I mean,
I don't know. I've thought about it. You know, obviously, I cook a tremendous amount.
I know. I can't believe.
I know.
So what do you do? What do? You mix everything by hand?
A big old, elbow grease, I guess. Wow. I don't know. You know,
I've
never.
Let's see those arms.
I've just never had to have one. And when I think about getting one, then I'm always like, oh, you know, it works the way I'm doing it. But just like I've got a bunch of good, like, wooden spoons.
I can't imagine making meringue with a wooden spoon.
Got a bunch of good wooden spoons.
Yeah. Oh, do you make a lot of meringue?
Oh, I make a lot of desserts, yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I didn't know that.
So. Like, I make meringue, mm-hmm. and I just use a hand mixer. Would, like, a KitchenAid be significantly better?
So you do have a hand mixer?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you know, it's not the dark ages.
Yeah, okay.
Well, you said mixer, Missy, so we were thinking.
A stand mixer, I'm sorry.
A stand mixer. Okay, mm-hmm. So you do have a little. I have a KitchenAid little hand mixer that I love. Yeah. I actually bought it like 2 years ago at Target or something like that. I love it. It's amazing. Yeah. But
I don't love mine.
You don't?
No.
You don't love it? It's important to love your tools.
There's no doubt about it. You spend
tools.
A lot of time in the kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
You ought to love everything that you're using to make your dishes.
Well, I wasn't loving that mixer. And I complained the whole time. And I told Brandon, you need to go get her another one. You guys need to take this one back and say it's made cheap and you don't like it. Mm-hmm.
You think they're going to take you up on that?
I think that, I bet Costco would take it back, and send the message to KitchenAid that they need to, you know, and like you said, maybe they're just making a cheaper brand, a cheaper version.
Because they are expensive.
They are expensive. What are they? I think I paid $300 for mine, 10 years ago, but... Yeah,
I noticed that there were like just under 200, and so maybe those were the cheaper model.
And you know, you can't do that. You just can't. And for the reason why, what we're talking about right now, it's like shooting yourself in the foot.
Yeah,
why would you do that?
Compromising quality.
Compromising quality. That's a problem here in America.
It
they
is.
Don't do that in other countries.
It is.
You know, because unfortunately, this country has forgotten how to save and wait. For goodness, wait for great things to happen. They want everything that they want, and they want it now, and they don't really care about the quality. And they should. We need to get back to that. What else do you guys want to talk about?
I was just having this conversation with my 8-year-old son. I gave they had some good behavior points, and they earned a prize, $25 to spend at Target on a toy. And with my son, he's very electronically driven. And we have gotten him 3 different toys, and each one of them has broken within a day.
Yeah.
And I just keep returning them. And I'm like, this broke, you know, and he's not aggressive with them. He's just, the first one didn't even work the way that it was supposed to. We returned it like an hour later.
Yep.
The next one broke within 3 hours. We returned it for the same thing. It broke the next day.
Well, and you know the bigger issue here? You know where I'm going with this. The bigger issue is our environment.
Yeah.
And all of this crap that is being produced that goes into our dumps. It's like, for God's sake, don't buy it. And when you do buy it and it breaks, take the time to send an email or send a letter to the company that manufactured it and just stand up and say, I don't want to buy this junk anymore.
Right.
Everything, it's like so American, it makes me sick. I'm sorry, but it is.
No, that's what I was saying to my 8-year-old. You know,
we used to make fun of Made in China. Well, guess what? They're making fun of us now.
Exactly.
Not that we even make that much, but I don't even know how many things we manufacture in America now. I'm like completely oblivious to the subject.
It's pretty low. Actually, it caused us to do a Google search on it because that's what we were talking
about.
Really? I was talking about things being made in China and the quality and, you know, how you can do this mass production versus, you know, a little bit more. And
I need to make a correction. It wasn't made in China. It was made in Japan years ago. If it was made in Japan, it would be like a joke. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm. In the 70s.
Which is funny because now everything in Japan is made with incredible excellence.
Quality.
Quality first. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's kind of funny.
They really transformed their, know, their production operations, and it's you know, they kind of set the standard now in terms of what's possible in terms of developing quality products that are going to last a long time.
It's never good to settle on anything in your life. Always strive to get the best, to be the best that you can. We've got a great show coming up today. Speaking about the best, we're going to be talking about, you know, we're going to be talking with Autumn about how to connect to your higher self. I've been reading the book As a Man Thinketh by James Allen over the weekend. Absolutely love it. It is like the greatest little book to like stick in your backpack, your purse ever. We've got Suzanne Vollers coming up. We're going to be talking about cow cuddling. Have you ever heard of that?
Never heard of it.
Cow cuddling.
Yep. And Dr. Mike McFarland is going to be talking about managing holiday stress. So stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try Hemp Company products. Search Hemp Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. That's Hemp Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
This holiday season, give the gift of proper elimination. The modern-day toilet is convenient, but it has one major fault. It requires us to sit. While sitting to do our business may be considered civilized, studies show that the natural squat position improves our ability to eliminate. Go to squattypotty.com/onelife for 15% off your entire purchase. Happy holidays to you. Poop, poop, be doo.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like blueberry blast, coconut cashew, cinnamon roll, and salted caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Sun Warrior believes that plants provide the cleanest and most powerful foods, rich in antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and phytonutrients. Our bodies crave real foods, especially in this age where we heavily process everything we eat, stripping out all of the benefits and nutrition well before we have a chance to even use them. Illuminate your body, mind, and the planet with Sun Warrior. To learn more, visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Did you know a mother rat will dip her paws into cool water and gently smooth the fur around her infants' faces? The babies put their arms around their mother's neck and pay attention while being bathed. Rats and mice fall in love, risk their lives to save their kids, and giggle when tickled. Evan Walker writes of a mouse who died of shock in a trap. His life was a life fully as real to him as ours is to us. This creature, for all the irritation it may have brought as it scampered through closed closets or up some crevice in a wall, was as precious as you or I. He was not a machine that breaks and fails. He felt. His was consciousness, full and real and fragile and precious. This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us that it's easy to be kind, perhaps by not using glue traps.
Gosh, I love this song. You know, I was listening to Tom Petty on my way here today and just thinking, you know, he was such a great guy. Rest in peace. It's so great that you're playing Diamond Gray, our producer and production girl in there, production woman. Everyone, welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette. I've got Dr. Mike McFarlane in studio with me, Autumn Connolly as well, and I have Suzanne Vollers on the line. She was born in the Netherlands and has always loved traveling. In 2007, she moved to the U.S., and in 2008, she became the owner of the property that is now known as Mountain Horse Farm. She had a vision of a place where people can connect with nature, animals, and themselves, which is exactly what I did over the weekend, the holiday weekend. And I have to tell you, it was so enriching and so amazing. And I'm so thrilled to have Suzanne on the show today. So Mountain Horse Farm is all about wellness, relaxation, and connection. To help with that, they offer luxurious rooms or glamping, private hot tubs, delicious meals, massages, and inspirational animals. She is a certified with the Equine Assisted Growth and Learning Association. They have used their principles in their horse experience sessions. So cow cuddling was something that she learned about when she was visiting her family and fell in love with it right away. Their two pet cows have been a wonderful addition to the farm. Mountain Horse Farm is a farm and horse sanctuary that all animals have found their forever homes with, and they are passionate about letting them live their life as natural as possible. I'm so thrilled to have Suzanne on the show. Welcome to One Life Radio.
Thank you, Bernadette, for having me. I'm so excited to be with you.
Well, you know, timing is everything. And, you know, we on the show here, we have like this content, if you will, that I had no idea. I mean, I had knew you were coming up on the show, but I had no idea what I would have just experienced was exactly what you do. And I have to tell you, I was so enriched by what happened to me over the holiday weekend by doing exactly what it is you do. And so the power of animals is absolutely amazing. So many people, if they haven't experienced it yet, don't really know that it is so powerful. And so I thank you for joining us. And I'm so intrigued by this topic. So please tell us, what is cow cuddling?
So if you would book a cow cuddling session with us, what you're going to do is you're going to spend some time with our pet cows. And spending that time can be all kinds of different things. You can do some brushing. It can be petting. You can just be sharing space. When they're laying down, you can be snuggling up with them or just sit with them. So all kinds of different things that you could do. Our cows will be in their natural environment. So we are on a 33-acre beautiful farm with some gorgeous views. It's very quiet and peaceful. So you're going to be outside with them in their fields. This is not like a trick or a trained skill or anything like that. What it is that we let them behave naturally, and you're just going to interact with them. And so that's why every session is a little bit different, because it's an interaction between you and the animal, and very beautiful things can happen in that interaction. The most beautiful part will be if they will be laying down, because then you will have the opportunity to sit with them and really feel that relaxation, feel their higher body. They have a higher body temperature than us. Mm-hmm. And just feeling that is very relaxing. I think a lot of people have heard maybe about dog and horse therapy, so where you would interact with a dog and a horse. Interacting with a cow is similar to that, but because a cow is a little bit of a different animal, it brings very unique qualities to that interaction as well.
Well, you'll laugh. On my way through the river, across the river and through the woods to the wilderness that I went to, there was a restaurant called Cow Talk.
Oh, really?
Cow Talk Steakhouse. I was thinking, oh, yeah, I can only imagine the talk that the cows had before they get,
Well, I think a lot of people actually don't know this, but if you let cows live like a more natural life, they actually form really strong friendships and bonds amongst each other. Cows that like each other groom each other as well. So they do have a whole social interaction and a social the way they talk to each other and the way they interact with each other. So yes, I'm pretty sure they have a lot of things to talk about.
Mm-hmm. As a kid growing up, we used to go down to our family summer camp that we shared with our cousins, and it was in Cape Vincent, New York. And there was always lots of, you know, there's lots of cows in upstate New York. And so along the way, we would always convince my dad to stop on the side of the road and let us, you know, at least talk to the cows. Or I was always fascinated with the cows or the big animals and wanted to get to know them better. And I do think that it's almost like a natural instinct in us to want to connect with nature, to want to connect to these beautiful animals, if you will. Almost said farm animals, but they aren't necessarily farm animals. I mean, horses run in the wild, but, you know, this past weekend, I had that same feeling that I had when I was a kid, when I would, you know, get close to a cow, even though there was a fence between us, to just to touch a big animal like that. It's so comforting. It makes you feel wonderful.
And I think a lot of people miss that in their lives. Everything is so digital now, and everything is like we feel like we are in front of screens, right, where they're like divided. And we're like in front of screens, but we're not experiencing the real thing anymore, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's wonderful to look at cow pictures or animal pictures on your phone, but it's even much, much better to actually interact with them in real life and to be in a place where it's quiet, where you can naturally process your thoughts and feelings, because we kind of need that kind of focus and that quiet kind of stillness in our lives to get real relaxation and to maybe reduce anxiety, things like that. So yes, and interacting with a bigger animal, I mean, it's wonderful to interact with a cat or a dog, but interacting with a bigger animal actually commands your attention a little bit more because they are big. So you kind of right there. I mean, the mindfulness is right there. So that makes a big difference as well. And then with the cows, they're so relaxed. I mean, part of them natural being is laying down to process their food, and once they're in that stage, that then they're like really relaxed, and just feeling that relaxation from the animal makes you more relaxed as well. It kind of sucks you in, and it gives you that feeling you know, back to you as well. So that is what kind of makes it really interesting.
I had like a gravitational pull almost, if you will, because we had no internet. We had nothing. We had no communication with the outside world until we got off. We had to drive down the road to get off the property, which we didn't do until we actually left. Mm-hmm. But it was astounding. I found myself wanting to, I went over to the horses like two or three times a day to just go over and talk with them. And there was donkeys and there was goats and there was the big pig Clara. But I just can't get over, you know, even how well I slept that night because I was so at peace.
Yeah, that's exactly what happens here. People naturally gravitate towards the animals. They just, I mean, it's not about riding or anything like that. It's just about being with them, seeing them, looking at them, you know, petting them, just all that kind of good stuff. That is really what happens here as well. Everybody that comes stay with us, If they love horses or cows or not before they get here, they naturally gravitate towards them because they want to have that connection with them. Yeah.
Well, what are some of the benefits, you know, for health and wellness to a cow cuddling or just getting back in touch with nature and especially, you know, like socializing, if you will, with these beautiful creatures?
So, I mean, spending time in nature, that's beneficial in itself. There's a lot of studies that show that being in nature with trees, with like beautiful landscaping, with like beautiful views, with quietness, makes you feel more connected to yourself, makes you feel more relaxed, and it also helps you to naturally process your thoughts and feelings. And we need that quiet time for that. Mm-hmm. You cannot do that when you're watching TV, listening to music, doing things like that. You need quiet time. So that in itself is a big benefit. And then if you add to that horses and cows, that makes it even better because you interact with those animals and you see their relaxation.
Mm-hmm.
You feel the way they interact with each other, and that even makes it better, especially for the cows. We find that they are doing their benefits are really with relaxation, with reducing anxiety. They're wonderful if you're going through grief. You can sit with them, you can talk to them, nobody's judging them. You can, even if you want to sit and cry with them, you know, mm-hmm. that all those things work really well with that. And then what I said before, the mindfulness, that's mm-hmm. a really big benefit as well. Being right there, being focused.
Yeah, I feel absolutely rejuvenated after just spending 30 hours, you know, with no outside world and just myself, nature, and the animals, and, of course, my family that I love so much. But let me ask you this. How can people learn more about your farm?
They can go. The best way is to go to our website. Everything that we offer is on our website. That's mountainhorsefarm.com. And there's also a Facebook page and an Instagram page, and our two pet cows, Belly and Bonnie, they even have their own Facebook page because a lot of people want to keep up with their daily adventures.
Uh-huh.
So that's the best way. People can also call me, or they can send us emails, and all that information is on the website as well.
What state are you in? Are you in Texas?
No, we are New York. So we are upstate New York. And actually, we're in the beautiful Finger Lakes. People may have heard about that.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a big wine country. So
And
a lot of waterfalls, a lot of lakes. It's a very pretty area.
Well, I grew up in upstate New York.
You
so
did?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so you must know where the Finger Lakes are then,
absolutely,
right?
Yes.
So that's where we are, in the middle of that. And we got our first snow, so that happened.
I don't miss the snow.
No, I can imagine that.
Well, a little bit is okay, but the month that I left in New York, we got 108 inches of snow in 30 days.
I know. It's like that's what happens. That's why, we offer these sessions with the animals from May to October.
Okay.
Just because in winter it's a little bit too cold to do these things.
Honestly. Well, maybe we'll get to meet one day. I need to go back up there and visit my family. I haven't been up there in a while. So. Suzanne, thank you so much. What a pleasure.
Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Everyone, stay tuned. We've got more coming up with Dr. Mike McFarland. We're going to be talking about managing holiday stress, and Autumn Connolly, how to connect to your higher self. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Well-Being Journal is a remarkable bi-monthly health publication esteemed by intelligent readers worldwide. It's available in print or digital, single issues or subscription. Its focus is on living a happy, healthy life and preventing or healing illnesses naturally. Preventing or healing cancer, arthritis, cardiovascular conditions, and digestive issues, as well as nutritional solutions for optimal health, are regular subjects. Learn more at wellbeingjournal.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Hi, everyone. It's Bernadette. Everyone knows that I'm a strong believer in the numerous health benefits of cannabinoids and CBD oils. As with any supplement, I always do my research and my homework to find the highest quality product on the market. That's why I'm so happy to announce our partnership with the H Hemp Company, founded by a group of the most experienced and respected names in the CBD community. H Hemp offers a line of innovative products that are all natural and tested for quality. Choose from flavorful oils, restorative body balm, and minty breath spray, all at affordable prices. And for every H Hemp product sold, the company makes a donation towards the fight against opioid and anti-anxiety drug addiction, an epidemic affecting millions of families across the nation today. H Hemp products produce a sense of calm, fight post-workout inflammation, and the company gives back to our community. What more could we ask for? Search online for H Hemp Company and use the code OLR for 20% off your first order. That's OLR for 20% off your first order.
Hi, I'm Bob Barker. This is my friend Benny. Before you buy cosmetics, personal care, or household products, you be sure they have not been tested on animals. Everything from floor cleaner to shampoo is poured into animals' eyes and down their throats. They suffer intensely. Some even go blind. The price is never right for products tested on animals. Visit PETA.org for a list of cruelty-free companies.
Whoever said you can't poop in style? The Curve is a sleeker version of the original Squatty Potty stool that will look fabulous in any bathroom. Choose from pink, black, gray, or white. Its minimalist design is sure to please the eye while staying durable and built to last. Go to squattypotty.com/onelife for 15% off your entire purchase. Poop, poop, be do. Ready? Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Autumn Connolly in studio with me and Dr. Mike McFarland. We're going to be talking about managing holiday stress here in just a second. I wanted to let everyone know, though, speaking of managing holiday stress, this is one of my favorite things. In fact, I took five squirts right before we went on, or five sprays, whatever you want to call it, of my H hemp breath spray with a CBD oil or hemp oil with the fresh mint in it. And I love it. I carry it in my purse. But the HM company has a special offer right now. It's their little breath sprays. As I said, it's one of my favorite products. It's actually one of my favorite all-time products. I carry it in my purse all the time. And but they have an amazing holiday offer for radio, for our One Life Radio listeners only. Through December, you can buy three and get an additional one free. So you have to add four to your shopping cart. And then when you go to check out, use the code OLR1, and they'll take the fourth one off. So you get four for the price of three. But check them out. Visit the HM company to get your special offer before the end of the year. And it's actually good. I mean, you get four for the price of three.
And that stuff blasts coffee breath.
Yeah,
so.
It blasts everything. So
it's good.
Seriously, and it chills you out at the same time. It's a great little product. I encourage you to check it out or give it away as a gift. Keep one for yourself. You'll be reordering it for sure. But always great to have both of you guys in studio. Autumn Connolly is a self-taught vegan cook, mom of two, researcher of all natural remedies, an animal lover. She teaches free meditation and yoga classes, and she is the inventor of Ether Elixir, among other things. And Dr. Mike McFarland is a regular on the show. Haven't had you here in a couple of months. I've missed you.
Well,
I really have.
I missed you too. I'm glad to be back.
I'm glad you're back, and I love having you in studio. Dr. Mike McFarland is a licensed psychologist in the state of Texas with a private practice here in Dallas. Dr. Mike provides individual therapy to adolescents through adulthood. He specializes in the treatment of anxiety disorders, obsessive compulsive spectrum disorders, and male body image and eating disorders. You can find Dr. McFarland at McFarlandPsychology.com. That's McFarlandPsychology.com. Today we're talking about managing holiday stress. So when we think of the holidays as a time to reconnect with family and friends, like Lexi said, it can be very stressful. But so for some people, they really can be very stressful. So what causes all this stress, Dr. McFarland?
Well, you know, the holidays, part of it is that we just look forward to the holidays. And so, you know, Thanksgiving rolls around and we're, you know, smack dab in the middle of the holiday season. And the upside is that we think about, oh, it's family and eating and reconnecting. And it stirs up a lot of nostalgia and happy memories.
Mm-hmm.
But the downside is that it comes with a lot of pressure. So we feel like this holiday's got to be better than the last. We've got to be at our very best. Our house has to be decorated, you know, to keep up with the neighbors. Whatever standards we're holding for ourselves, there's a lot of pressure that we put on ourselves to make the holidays, you know, something very memorable. And
mm-hmm.
somehow that downside, that putting the pressure on us, kind of takes away from the joy of the
yeah.
holidays.
Well, yeah, I experience some of that, but I really wanted to get pizzelles made, my cookies, because it's a tradition. We'll do it at Christmas, but I really wanted to do it at Thanksgiving, and I got my pizzelle maker out way ahead of time, and but you get yourself all jacked up,
right,
you know, like,
right.
I'm going to make pizzelles, and you put all this, I got to make homemade bread, I got to do this, I got to do that, and when you don't get it done, it can be very disconcerting, you know.
Sure, sure, and part of that is that we hold high standards for ourselves. We set oftentimes lofty goals, whether it's cooking for a meal or just preparing the right kinds of invitations. I think it's really important because there's always going to be more to do than we can get done
right.
to have the, quote, perfect holiday. And so...
And that's exactly the point I was trying to make.
Right, right.
And so, it does stress you out.
Right, so we got to kind of think through, you know, even if it comes down to preparing a meal, what are the things we need to sort of categorize all of our to-dos into absolutely must be done, I'd want to get it done, and it's optional.
Yeah.
You know, and that way, if there's a certain batch of cookies that you think, okay, I would like to have these, but you don't get around to doing it.
Yeah.
Two things. You don't beat yourself up for not getting it done.
Yeah.
And you recognize that the event is going to go very well without those cookies yeah. or whatever that was.
Well, holiday pictures, that's another stressor. I don't know who here has done that. Well, you're going to have, are you going to have one? Well, if the baby's born, have you thought about that? What if the baby's born before Christmas? Because you're due on Christmas.
Yeah.
Lexi?
I don't know. I haven't thought about it. I guess like I've never done professional photos.
Yeah.
So, I mean, now
you can do it on your phone. But, you know, a lot of people feel that pressure. They got to get a holiday card out, you know. So,
that's
you know,
right.
grandma and grandpa see the kids this year. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
if they live across the country, a lot of times you can't, you know, travel with a young baby or your children are young. You want to be home for Christmas. So that Christmas card can become like an extreme stressor.
And right. So think about where that belongs on your list. Is that something that you absolutely must do? Or could you put it in the other category, the next category down, like I'd like to get it done before
yeah.
Christmas, but you know what? I could just produce a holiday card
right.
or a New Year card.
Right.
And
that's
it doesn't
what I've done
have
a couple
to be
of
Christmas.
Times where it's a Happy New Year. You know, I didn't say
sure,
it.
Sure, sure. Yeah. And just lower the expectations for yourself. You'll get it done. It doesn't have to be done immediately.
Yeah.
If a person gets a card in January, okay, well, that's a little refreshing because
yeah.
if they're getting overwhelmed with cards in December, then the novelty of getting yet another card is,
yeah.
is you know, kind of wears off. But if they get a card in January when they haven't gotten a card, you know, for 3 or 4 weeks, then that's great.
Yeah, you could even do it on Valentine's. You know,
sure.
seriously.
Yeah, if you really want
a holiday of love
exactly,
and family,
and maybe
of...
that'll be your new shtick. You know,
yeah.
you don't do the Christmas cards or the holiday cards; you do the Valentine's Day cards. So, I mean, you come up with your own way to sort of make it work.
Yeah. So what can people do to manage their anxiety and truly enjoy ourselves this holiday season?
Well, for starters, you've got to recognize that you're anxious. Some people don't recognize that they're anxious, and they get so caught up in the moment.
Yeah.
And we have some clues that we're anxious. Usually it's, you know, our heart might be racing, or we find that we're highly irritable. We're snapping at people. You know, maybe we're irritable because people aren't taking care of the house the way they need to.
Uh-huh.
Or it could be a lot of things, clues that will show us, oh, we're not really our normal selves.
Yeah.
We're a little bit on edge. And so recognizing that is important. Once we recognize... you know, how our anxiety is presenting itself, whether it's that we're on edge or flat out pulling away from people, you know, going into your room, shutting the door and just not wanting to deal.
Mm-hmm.
That's another clue. Okay, we're getting stressed out. When we have these clues, the next step is to sort of de-escalate that anxiety. And that comes from thinking through what is it that's really stressing me out right now? And it a lot of times it translates into those things that we've been worrying about that we were talking about. Oh, we've come up with 100 things that we need to get done in the next 3 weeks, and we're not really sure how we're going to get all of that done. Okay, well, let's look at that list. Let's
prioritize,
write it down.
Prioritize, right?
Prioritize, exactly. And make sure that we're not expecting ourselves to do things that, you know, it would be nice to do. Instead of having, you know, the most fabulous decorations of your house, you know, in the history of your life, why not just have sort of like the basics?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you get up a tree and you put on some of the decorations, but you don't have to change to all the new colors, you know, for a color-coded Christmas tree that it represents the hottest colors of the season.
Yeah.
You know, you don't need to do those things to accomplish the same goals and get the same level of enjoyment out of it.
Yeah, and you can do things differently from year to year. You know, there's been years where I've had my Christmas tree up already. I don't have it up. I'm hoping I'll get to it next weekend. If not, maybe we'll do it Christmas Eve, you know?
Exactly, and that's okay.
And it'll be an event no matter what. It's doing it when the time allows so that there's ease and not all the anxiety and pressure.
You're right,
right
on
there's
the money.
No
that's
rules
exactly
anywhere.
Right. No rules. And if you find that you've come up with rules, chances are those are self-imposed.
Yeah.
And there's really no logic behind it. So let go of those rules. Just
what about
let
social
go.
Events?
Social events, okay, that's another story.
You know, you got to look good for the Christmas party.
Sure.
You know, you're feeling a little chubbed up. You know, what do you do?
Well, And these are common worries, but it's important to keep in mind that the things that you're worried about are probably things that everyone else at any given social event are also worried about.
Right. And they're not even noticing.
No.
And if they are, and if they're judgmental, who cares? That's their problem, not yours.
Right. And that's a subset of the people that would even be like that. But I think that many of us have a fear that, oh, everyone's looking at me and everyone's talking about me.
Right.
But the reality is people might be looking at you, but what they're looking at when they're looking at you, they're not thinking about you and sizing you up. They're thinking, oh, there's Bernadette. Does she think I'm fat? they're thinking about themselves.
Right. People think about themselves far more than they ever do you, so you don't even have to worry about it.
Right.
But a lot of people don't realize that.
No. So if you can just shift your mindset and kind of get off of yourself and focus on other people, focus on what they're saying. Ask them what's new in their lives. Connect with them. Listen to their words. And when your mind is on them, it's not going to be on yourself and on those things that cause you to doubt or question or stir up that anxiety.
Yeah. Yeah, get out there and surf.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And the goal of the holidays is to connect with other people. Mm-hmm. Well, to do that, we need to think about other people. Let's think about ourselves a little bit less and everyone else a little bit more.
Great advice. Always love having you in studio. We're going to continue on with Dr. Mike McFarland and Autumn Connolly, how to connect to your higher self. Can't wait to talk about it. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Take your hat, your hair looks swell.
I ought to say no,
mind if
I
move in closer?
Hi, I'm Charlize Theron with People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Almost all the puppies for sale at your local mall were churned out by breeding facilities called puppy mills.
Constant confinement drives the dogs mad. They are impregnated continually until they can no longer produce a litter.
If you choose a dog from the mall, a dog you could have saved from the pound will die.
Contact PETA to learn how you can make a difference at 757-622-PETA or visit PETA.org.
Introducing Moonlight, the latest squat-to-poop stool from Squatty Potty. Moonlight will light your way to the toilet on the darkest of nights. May your love of Squatty Potty burn brightly day or night with a motion and light activated nightlight with 3 brightness settings. Go to squattypotty.com/onelife for 15% off your entire purchase. Follow the moonlight.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Hi, everyone. This is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagonline.com. That's paleomagonline.com.
Here's the dill pickle. Squatty Potty works. It's awesome. Find yours at your local Bed Bath & Beyond, Amazon, or squattypotty.com. That's squattypotty.com.
Put on your reindeer antlers and running shoes and join us at the Arthritis Foundation's Jingle Bell Run, Saturday, December 1st in Fort Worth and Sunday, December 2nd in Plano. This festive holiday 5K helps champion arthritis research. Jingle all the way to jbr.org and sign up today.
Did you know there are over 3,000 kinds of snakes? And most, being shy, pose no threat to humans. But they are still feared and killed, even for frivolous fashion. In his poem, Snake, D.H. Lawrence marvels at a snake drinking from a water trough. He succumbs to irrational fear and impulsively throws a log at the very animal he admired moments before. He writes, "And immediately I regretted it. I thought how paltry, how vulgar, what a mean act. I despised myself and the voices of my accursed human education, and I wished he would come back, my snake. For he seemed to me again like a king in exile, uncrowned in the underworld." This is Ingrid Newkirk with PETA, reminding us it's easy to be kind by choosing fake snake over real skin for belts, bags, and shoes.
I was jamming to this too, Diamond. I feel like you were in the car with me this morning. Oh my gosh, this is one of my favorite songs. It really is. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Dr. Mike McFarlane in studio with me and Autumn Connolly. Autumn Connolly is a self-taught vegan cook. She is a mom of two, a researcher of all natural remedies, an animal lover. She teaches free meditation and yoga classes. She has written a children's book, and she is the inventor of Ether Elixir. Absolutely love this girl. Such a great find. When we met. Yeah. How did we meet? I don't even remember. How did we meet?
You bought some of my products.
I brought some of your products. Yeah. That's right. In Natural Grocer. Uh-huh. Like, I don't even know how long ago that was. It was a while ago.
It was right when I started, because that was like one of my first projects, was reaching out to you.
Really? Yeah. Wow. Well, you've been with me 2.5 years. So we've known each other that long. Wow.
Time flies.
Time does fly when you're having fun with Autumn Connolly, everyone. Today we're talking about how to connect with your higher self with she and Dr. Mike McFarlane. So, you know, people say higher self, they immediately think, oh gosh, here we go. Aww. Right? So what is your interpretation, both of you, of higher self?
My interpretation is just that observer that's inside of you, that kind of background being that is watching what you do, or, you know, aware of the things that you're doing, what you're saying, you know, what you're thinking, but isn't actually the voice that you're hearing when you're thinking, oh, should I wear this, or should I cook this for dinner, or mm-hmm. should I go here or there? It's what's behind that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
and what is behind it? And
your conscience. That's
yeah,
what I'm
yeah.
thinking
it's
of.
That,
I mean, you can it, if you want. I like to keep it non-religious. So that's
yeah,
what
I do
say.
Too.
But you know, you can also think of it as your soul or your spirit, mm-hmm. or you know, your God, you know, the God part of your body, or you know. Whatever.
I think of it as your part of your very deepest part of yourself that is your serenity.
Yeah, it is. It that's a good way to put it. For most people, like when I teach my meditation classes, I think what resonates with a lot of people is it's that part of you that's always been there. So
right.
Autumn, me. I have a part of me that's always been there, and I can recognize it in myself back from when I was a child to who I am today.
I was just going to say, it's when you were a child. Yeah. It's that very innocent core in you that hasn't been spoiled yet, if you will, by a lot of the evils and
right.
ills of the world
yeah,
that we
live
in.
Mm-hmm. It's not affected by the ego. It's not affected by the attachment of the human life. It's just the part of you that wants the best for your human self because it elevates the spiritual self.
Yeah. So. Absolutely, that's very well put as well. So, Dr. McFarlane, what do you think? You're a PhD, a licensed psychologist. Do you ever talk about this with your clients about you know, their higher self?
Sure. I mean, I think that particularly in our society, oftentimes we do get so caught up in the day to day of just the materialism of our society, achieving very you know, earthly goals. And when I think about spirituality, I think about sort of that higher than calling, you know, to something that's bigger than our day-to-day lives mm-hmm. and all of the materialism that we associate with our society. And
yeah, you never see a hearse followed by a U-Haul trailer with all your stuff in it, right?
Right, exactly, exactly. And you look across every society, and there are spiritual callings. You know, across the world, every society, you're going to find aspects of spirituality. It's manifested in a variety of different ways, and sometimes it's more religiously oriented, and other times it's less structured like that.
Uh-huh.
But spirituality is a component of our humanity. And I think that when we neglect it at our peril, because humans are aspiring for something bigger. They're looking mm-hmm. for meaning and purpose. And if you don't stay tapped into your spiritual or higher self, I think you can kind of lose a sense of purpose in life.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And so, you know, Autumn, you as a meditation and yogi, if you will, mm-hmm. meditation expert. So, and Dr. McFarlane is a doctor of psychology. What are some of the ways that people out there listening right now can connect with their higher self?
Well, you said it right there. Meditation is my biggest one, particularly if you're not looking for some sort of religious structure or any looking to delve any deeper into spirituality to start out with. I find people, it's easier for them to dip their toes in just by following the basics of meditation.
Right.
And that would just be, you know, like a simple 5-minute breathing exercise where you sit there, you close your eyes and you kind of tune out the world and you focus on breath coming and going mm-hmm. and through your nose. And as you do that, you'll notice that the world around you quiets down, but mm-hmm. yet there's still this presence inside of
right.
you. And when you can connect with that presence, you know, in that 5 minutes, maybe only 10 seconds of that 5 minutes are you connecting with it. But then
right.
the next day when you do it, it might be 20 seconds.
Well,
and it's going to increase.
Well, and I think it's important, like you said, Dr. McFarland, to take, or maybe you said it, Autumn, to take the religion out of it. You said it,
yeah.
you know, because... You know, spirituality is very different for many, many people. But at the end of the day, meditation and prayer are the same thing.
They are the same.
They
thing.
Are. You know, I lay in bed at night. I say my prayers. I bless people that I love. I wish them well. That's a form of meditation. It's a form of mm-hmm. prayer. It's kind of all encompassing. I think it's critical for well-being because we all at our deepest, most of us anyway, I think everyone, even a murderer, even a criminal, you know, deep inside, they have that love that they were born with, you know, that innocence that they were born with before whatever happened to them, you know, turned them into a criminal or a murderer or whatever.
Yeah, it's
you know, I mean,
a matter of connecting with.
Well,
that.
Yeah, I mean, and so I was thinking, you know, Jesus hung out with prostitutes and you know murderers and all of this, and it's just it's an important part of our life that we embrace,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes, I would say that there's no one path to reaching your higher self, and absolutely, meditation is a wonderful way to connect with your higher self, sense of self. But by the same token, religions can be also very beneficial. And for many people, they have benefited from religious experiences, and maybe they've gotten disconnected from the religion.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there was something that went wrong, but yet they still hold on to certain tenets of faith. Maybe they, you know, believe in a specific God. And that is great, and that's okay, and there's no reason why they can't re-tap back into that and find their pathway to a higher sense of being. So it's not just one size fits all and that meditation mm-hmm. is the answer for everyone.
Right.
I think we all have to find our path. And for some people, that's religion. Other people, their experience of organized religion has not been positive.
Mm-hmm.
And that might be a deterrent to
right.
them actually achieving that
right.
kind of higher connection.
Right.
In which case, we look at other avenues like meditation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I think it's important to sort of do your own soul searching, I guess you could say, to sort of ask yourself, what pathways have gotten me to a good, higher
right.
spiritual place before?
Right.
And maybe follow those paths again.
Well, I think of a floater once that came in at a drift float spa, and I'll never forget it. She said, "This is the only place that I can pray."
Right.
And because it was the only place she could quiet her mind enough down to reconnect with God, you
mm-hmm.
know, and I thought it was funny because, you know, people think it's kind of funny. Meditation can be so misinterpreted, and they're really the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
They really are. And
but that's a great example. She found her way.
Right.
That was her path to that connection and prayer, you know, and. If that were the only way to do it, then we would have drift spas everywhere.
Right?
So we've got to find our own way.
Yeah. Yeah. Good talking with you guys. Always great to have you in studio. I wish we had more time. Everyone, you know, you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast and subscribe to our newsletter, or go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. A big shout out to our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior. Get it at Vitamin Shop or put it in your smoothie at Smoothie King. Squatty Potty. Go to squattypotty.com/one Life to get 15% off your entire order. And of course, the H Hemp Company. I spoke about them earlier. Everyone, thank you so much. You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.